Broadcasting live from the United Center. We're here for the Hawks home opener as the fans come into the stadium here. We've got them here at the UC, and everybody's walking the concourse, checking out the new food offerings, all the new cool food that's available here. We sampled some of it earlier. Kev, you gave it a thumbs up.
Delicious.
I try to sample as much as I can, Anna. You know how much I love
research.
He does it for the team. He does
it
for the
team. It's important. Very important. And then the cool new scoreboard is going to wow fans, I believe, also today. It is super cool.
It's the size of the spaceship in Close Encounters of the Third Kind that filled the entire sky.
Looks kind of like it, too. Our broadcast at the United Center before the Blackhawks take on the San Jose Sharks, brought to you by Citco. Fill up at your locally owned station today. All right. We are happy to have with us the great Chris Chelios, hockey legend, Chicago native, Hall of Famer. And, Chris, we were talking earlier about how the Hawks now have seven straight games at home. Yeah. Talk about that, what that was going to mean to the players, the fans, and what we expect from this team as we move forward with high hopes for the season.
Yeah, well, they had their first game over in Prague there to do their bonding. I don't know how long they were, 5-6 days. And now it's down to business. You want to always get off to a great start so you don't have to play catch-up hockey like they did last year to get in that playoff. So take advantage of it. Obviously, big night, opening night. It's exciting. Got a good veteran team in there in San Jose, so a good test for them for tonight. But again, that home schedule, it could work in their to the best for them to get off to a great start.
Chris, when you're looking at, I mean, it's almost unprecedented. When you're looking at seven games like that, either from the players' perspective or the coaches, do you go into it thinking, you know, we got to get 10 points, or do you go into it saying, we just got to look at what's ahead of us here?
Yeah, I don't think you do that. It's like that old cliche, game by game, and then hopefully build some momentum with a big win today. And then, you know how that goes. It could turn around just as easy to go good or bad. So get off to a great start against a good team. You come up with a win like this, and you don't know how far that'll take you on a little streak here. So, you know, first things first, win this game. You know, get off to a great night. It's going to be a lot of excitement in here with the new changes, new faces, and I'm sure all the guys are looking forward to it.
Yeah, 6 days off, though, Chris. The Ketchikan expressed that that's not exactly ideal for a player. I would think, hey, it's great to be well-rested. You've got the Sharks coming off of, you know, playing four games already, and here the Blackhawks are playing their second. What does it take to get ready for that? Does that play against the Hawks in any way?
I mean, other than the travel coming back from Europe, I would think that's probably the only disadvantage, because when you do play your last exhibition game, usually you got 3-4 days off before opening night. So the travel would be the only thing, and then you'll see what Philly, you know, how they feel and how we feel. But, again, there's no excuses opening night.
No,
there's going to be so much energy, and they should be ready.
This unique schedule is a result of the NHL. They kind of give the teams a bit of a break when they do those overseas, those international games, right? That's part of the deal.
Yeah, I mean, I just go by what we used to do going out west and, you know, playing those games. It's like your time, 10 o'clock, and guys will be putting their jerseys on backwards. That's how tired you were. No lies. So it does make a difference. So hopefully, you know, they've had time to adjust 6 games, or 6 days, I should say, and they'll be ready.
Well, speaking of Prague, I know there were some frustrations with how the game was played, obviously, with the players.
You were voicing some of them out over there.
Yes, I was. I was fortunate to be able to go there. Obviously, even the players were frustrated with the ice a little bit. What's your perspective on what they could have done better, or what actually went right for them? They just didn't win.
I mean, I think if I look back at the last couple of years, when they had, you know, defense has been a big issue, and not just the defense, but just their overall game, guys being committed to doing those little things, you know, not turning pucks over at the bad spots. And their penalty killing's got to improve for sure. Your special teams, to be a playoff team, they've got to be better. Their power play improved a lot last year, and they don't seem to have problems scoring goals. It's just keeping the puck out of that. And they've got a great goaltender in Crawford, now a backup that's going to be a legit guy. So, you know, they got to play in front of him and start there. And I think that's been the biggest, you know, problem is, you know, and they've added those guys on defense to help take some minutes away. But they've got to be committed to playing defense, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, Chris, Jeremy Colleton took over difficult circumstances, replacing a Hall of Fame-type coach. As a former player, how long does it kind of take for a new coach to get his message across? Because it did kind of feel like there was a learning curve there between the coach and his players last season before things really started clicking at the end of the year.
Yeah, Jeremy seems like a pretty structured kid, smart kid, like a really intelligent coach. So last year was tough coming in when he did. You need a training camp with a coach that comes in like that, with the systems and the structure. So it's a fresh start now for him now. He's had a chance, you know, a month now to get everybody on the same page here. So hopefully, you know, they buy into it and they start playing, you know, like they can.
Andrew Shaw, a lot of fans excited to see him back. I was talking to a fan outside on the red carpet who just said, I'm so excited he's back with the team. He's reunited with six guys he won cups with. This is it's an exciting move for the fans, but as players, does that feel kind of cool to play with someone you've already had that kind of experience with to get back in a rhythm quickly?
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of – he's almost – I want to say he's like a distraction, somewhat like Dennis Rodman was for MJ and those guys. You know, he goes out there, Shaw does his job. He brings the energy when you need to. And you need guys like that. You've had him in the past when you had the success with the Cubs with Bickle and Burrish and, you know, gritty players. And I think that's one of the areas that they lack too. And bringing Shaw back, you know, that was a key move for him. If he just stays healthy, you know, watch him that first game, that Kane goal where he's in front of the net doing his thing. They need, you know, guys to play in the middle.
You know, you went through this yourself in your career, Chris. And I think the fans and even the media, we don't talk too much about the human side of things when you sign as a free agent or when you get traded. And how do you take, you know, handle that when you get that call or when you see it coming?
I mean, from personal, no brain, no headache. Just play, don't think, you know, and keep things simple no matter what team it was, what lines you're playing with. Whatever situation you're put in, you just try and, you know, you contribute. And I think these guys are good. There's a lot of guys, of core guys, that had all that success. It's going to carry on down in the room from Seabrook, Keith, you know, Taze and Kaner. And, you know, they just got to follow their lead. They know what it takes to win, and everybody's got to buy in.
We were talking earlier about Patrick Kane, how he just hasn't missed a beat. Year in and year out, he just continues to produce. And it seems like he's almost getting better. Last year was one of his better seasons. From your vantage, what have you seen from Kane throughout his career? I just love watching him play.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, with all the way the defensive structure, you wouldn't think a guy would be able to go out and do what he's doing, but he's so creative and he's so skilled. And I think everybody realizes, you know, Chicago, they've got something special here in Patrick. So, God, the new game, you know, it all benefits Kaner and that type of player. And it's so much fun to watch. Every game there's something he's doing that, you know, amazes you. So I can't see him slowing down one bit. And hopefully, again, they follow his lead.
What about some of the newer players? Give us an overview of who we should start, who we're going to start hearing the name of quite a bit, and you know, what you're looking forward to seeing as the younger players develop and some of the newer teammates come together with the rest of these guys.
Well, on the back end, I like Murphy's energy, what he brings to the table. I thought he was putting a role there at a young age as a top four. It's tough for him, but he competes. If I compare him to anybody, like be a Keith Magnuson out there, just working every shift.
And,
yeah,
good old number three.
So yeah, I love watching Murphy play. And I hope he gets better and better. You know, he's good. With the new additions on D, that'll give him a little break too to get more comfortable. But and up front, I mean, how lucky they got that kid, third pick overall. Hopefully, he can get healthy here, and it's just a matter of if he's going to make the team or send him back and let him have another year in junior. Again, they've got some kids there. I got to be honest with you, I don't get to watch the games like I used to with this ambassador role because I'm sitting up there talking. But no, it's going to be great, and bringing back Sod and helping out Taze. They need some depth. They really do need some depth. That's what wins championships. And hopefully some of these veterans they brought in there will provide that.
What do you think of the video board?
The scoreboard.
Scoreboard,
is that what
sorry.
You're calling
scoreboard.
It? It's amazing. Like, it's huge.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I don't. I mean, you can see it from every angle, any seat. It's pretty cool. I thought the other one was fine, but this is just another step higher. So.
Well, you can see it from Berwyn. You can see it from Berwyn.
Yeah. And the players can see everything that we see from the bottom. Do you think that would have been helpful, like, for you when you were playing, or –
It depends how your game's going. If you're doing good, but then when you do something wrong, it's probably in front of your face. But
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, but I catch myself watching the scoreboard more than I watch the guys on the ice. So it's incredible, and the fans, you know, they're going to love it.
Have you seen it in action already, Chris? I imagine
the exhibition games, So, like I said, it's just you catch yourself watching that more than on the ice surface.
Yeah. Well, we're excited for the year ahead. I mean, the season ahead, and it's just going to be just awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
There's nothing like opening night, that's for sure, other than, you know, playoffs. But like I said, it's great to be back. It's been a long summer for a lot of these guys, and, you know, they're ready to go out and prove something.
Yeah, but we're ready to see it on the ice. Thank you so much, Chris Chelios. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, you guys.